This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Let's bring up the third one. This is the most interesting. The thorn-covered ground represents the choked heart. And Jesus said there are three things that will choke faith out of your life: worries, riches, and pleasures. Let's talk about them very quickly. Worry can take over your life in the sense that worry can become your God. I really think that some people worry so much that worry becomes their religion. You say, what are you, a Presbyterian, Methodist, Baptist? No, I'm a worrier. That's my religion. I'm exaggerating to make a point, but I think some people worry so much that their religion is the religion of worry. I've had people tell me they don't know how to meditate on the Word of God. They don't know how to meditate on the Lord. And I say it tongue-in-cheek, but it's true. I said, do you know how to worry? Oh, yeah, I know how to worry. Then you know how to meditate. Worry is meditating on your problems. Worry is meditating on your finances. And to meditate on the Lord is to think of Him in your life, to read His Word, to contemplate His will for your life. That's what it means to be in a relationship with Him. It's incredible what things can keep a person out of the kingdom of God. Riches is mentioned secondly. Have you ever heard this expression that sometimes what we own begins to own us? Well, don't raise your hand, but there are people in this room that can say, yeah, that's true. You buy something, it can be a piece of property, it can be a car, it can be a boat, it can be anything in life, and there becomes a time when it owns you, meaning that you bow to it. When it needs something, I've got to take care of that. And so the riches of life can become a god in our life, and it chokes out faith. Let me tell you a humorous story about my cousin. My mom is a twin, and so you had twin sisters, and I was born on November 18th one year, and the very next year, on November 18th, her twin sister gave birth to my cousin named Chip. So we always had the same birthday with our mothers being twins, and that was always a common denominator for us. When we were out of high school, Chip had a Mustang, Ford Mustang, that he was redoing. He loved this car. I mean, he took care of it. It was his pride and joy. Everything was about the Mustang. Came home from school, work on the Mustang. And he had it for several years. One day, his 5-year-old brother named Kelly comes walking into the house carrying a ball peen hammer and said, Chip, I just fixed your car. And he did. Hundreds of dents in the Mustang from the ball peen hammer, just literally up one side and down the other. My cousin said when he saw the car, he went weak in the knees. He thought he was going to faint seeing the car with all these dents. But he told me later, and my cousin Kelly is still alive, which is interesting to me that he's still living. But Chip told me this. He said, Randy, what happened to me when that happened? He said, I realized I worshipped my car. I realized that the Mustang had become my idol. Folks, it's not just somebody who's got a Mustang that can have something that's an idol. We all can. You can, and so can I. That's what Jesus said. There were three things that would choke the Word of God out of your life: worries, riches, what we own, and then the third thing, pleasures. Pleasure can be, and it is, a god in our culture. So many people say this, I just want to be happy. Is there anything wrong with that? No, unless happiness is your god. I just want to feel good. Is there something wrong with that? No, but as long as feeling good isn't your dominating, driving force, driving ambition in your life. We were called to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul and our mind. We weren't called to be happy. My greatest need is not to be happy. My greatest need is to have peace with God. And that comes through Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.